Good morning, caffeinators, and welcome back to Coffee with Lisa. It is time for you to grab your cup of coffee and join me for another episode. This is episode 3. So before you listen in, please make sure you have listened to episodes 1 and 2. Otherwise, this will definitely confuse you. So take a moment, put me on pause, grab your coffee, and come back and let's talk. Okay, in episode 2, I spoke about going to zero and becoming nothing, not a nothing, just nothing. I left you with thoughts that had you imagining how you would return to zero. How would you clear your mind and get to zero to clean your whiteboard? Well, hang in there. Let's begin with a refresh of episode 2. Our reason to clear the data, remove the information and clean is for the purpose of reaching the divine or God or universe, whatever is within you and is you. Now, I will be using the word divine. You can use whichever higher power you choose to seek. When you reach the point of zero, this is where you open your heart and your mind to receive inspiration. Inspiration is that breath from the divine that inspires you to proceed on the path that was created and intended just for you. As easy as this is, it is difficult to comprehend the logic because it is out of the normal. So when we become the whiteboard and there is nothing on it, we begin to have, or we begin to introduce new thoughts and ideas. We create data, and this data appears on the whiteboard. This happens because our unconscious mind is automatically placed on automatic. It begins to do what we have taught it to do, to think. Our thoughts begin to grow like a weed in different directions, and just like a weed, if it's not stopped, it runs wild. The next thing you know, your whiteboard is full again with thoughts, ideas, data, and all this useless information. The concept of and the purpose of cleaning and clearing is to clear your mind, to clean up the garbage, to get rid of the useless information and become closer to the divine. Matthew 6:33 says, "But seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added unto you." So even here, the Bible is telling you to clear your mind, to remove any and all obstacles so that you can reach the kingdom of God. And when you do, all the riches of the kingdom will be yours. Although most of us were raised on this premise, we never actually practice it. I will teach you how to replace your unconscious mind with a cleaning tool. There are several tools, but to help you begin the cleaning process, I will show you the tool that is easiest to use. We do this, or the first tool is a very simple phrase. A very simple mantra or prayer or saying, if you will. Four simple little phrases, and they go like this. I love you. I'm sorry. Please forgive me. Thank you. You repeat this continuously. It becomes a weed, a welcome weed, that is growing in your mind that you create to clean and clear all the data and useless information so that every time a thought or data is placed on your whiteboard, it is automatically erased. As you continue to repeat these phrases, you are constantly clearing and cleaning your whiteboard. So in episode 2, I used my friend Jessica as an example. I explained that as she was driving, and all these other folks that were interrupting her drive were caused by her. Here is how that works. It works because you have a perception of what is going on in front of you. It's best to keep in mind that this is your perception, because we have no idea what's going on with the other driver. The driver could be an inexperienced driver, could be someone who's headed for a medical emergency, or it could be someone who's just had a terrible breakup, or it could be someone who just doesn't care anymore. And now, because of your perception, you've just created new data on your whiteboard. You've disrupted the flow of your mantra and have added thoughts and feelings to your whiteboard. You have just splattered your perception of this situation on your whiteboard, blocking your connection to the divine. Now, my goal is to become a well-known podcaster. I want to flood my podcast with less listeners and maybe even create an open mic day to create conversation between me and you, the public. To reach my goal, all I have to do is create a straight line between me and the divine. And like the Bible says, seek God first and the riches can be mine, right? However, because there's life, we allow interruptions to break that line. Now, I remember my grandma had this dog, and if someone would walk past her yard, that dog would bark. And she would shout out that window, "That's not your business, Fluffy," and he would calm down. That's the scenario you want to create in your mind each time you are interrupted. We are so programmed to allow distractions that interrupt our straight line. If we're driving and we see an accident, we look. If you're sitting in a restaurant and you hear an excited conversation, you tune in. If you witness a distracting confrontation in the street, we look. Try to mind your business. You don't need to add anything else to your whiteboard, especially something that does not belong to you. By listening or by participating, you are inviting that into your whiteboard, consequently making it your problem. I'm reminded of a saying someone once told me. He said, "Do you ever notice wherever there's a problem, there you are?" You should think about that. So, by repeating the four phrases, you are asking the divine to intercede, and you are giving this interruption or perception to the divine, and you are asking the divine to remove that perception or interruption. Consequently, you are removing the situation from your whiteboard. You say, "I love you," in order to connect to the divine. You say, "I'm sorry," because my unconscious mind has participated and helped me to co-create a situation that is now a part of the data that has brought the situation and those connected to it into my life. You say, "Please forgive me," because I was unaware and I had no idea what I was doing. This coming from the unconscious, which is running automatically. And you say, "Thank you," to the divine for cleaning this up, because I alone was unable to do it. By saying these phrases and connecting with the divine, you are freeing yourself from the situation. But it's more than that. You are also clearing and cleaning the other person. You are making your life better and you are making their life better. Your lives were somehow intertwined and now you are both free to go about your business. So while all of you are listening to this recording, I will ask you this question. Are any of you struggling or having a difficult time or needing some type of help? The answer to the question is simply yes. Because where one of you has answered yes, we are all answering yes. That is to say that there is a reason that maybe one or two of you are listening to this recording at the same time with the same situation. And I am cleaning and clearing for you and for myself, and you should be cleaning and clearing as well. Now, when I say clean and clear, I'm not suggesting that you clean and clear for the other person. I am asking you to clean and clear for yourself, because unknowingly you have co-created this situation. You have brought this situation into your life. And now the only way that you can clear this is by repeating the phrases, I love you, I'm sorry, please forgive me, thank you. Now, I would be remiss if I did not bring up the recent situation that occurred in Texas. Although we are not responsible for what happened, we need to clean and clear on the fact that it has affected us and it added data to our whiteboard. And in order to remove the injustice and the wrong in all of this, we need to clean and clear on the fact that this evil exists in our world. My heart goes out to the families. I love you. I'm sorry. Please forgive me. Thank you. So, with that said, in episode 4, I will introduce other tools for cleaning and clearing. So grab a cup of coffee and get caffeinated. Talk to you soon.